That's music from Euphoria. It's called Little Gem, and it's from Beautiful My Child. Although, glancing out the window, I feel like I should have played Sweet Rain, as that ushered in quite the thunderstorm here in Yellow Springs. We will keep an eye on any hazardous weather that may be coming your way here on Alpha Rhythms on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumholt, here with you until 11 o'clock. And as I mentioned, tonight is a very special night here on the show. It's a rarity that we have live music on the show. I do it Wednesday nights on Kaleidoscope to the max. And funny enough, this kind of happened because of a connection made on that show as well. And we'll find out more about these two individuals that are playing for us. But for now, I will tell you that they are Evan Miller and Andrew Sievert. They perform under the name Neutrals, and they're going to do two pieces for us tonight, the first of which has a very elaborate, beautiful setup. Again, we'll talk more about that later. But I think you'll need to hear it first. So without further ado, I'm going to hand things over to Neutrals live on Alpha Rhythms. Thank you. Neutrals, live on Alf Rhythms on 91.3 WYSO. We've got a link to their Facebook page at the Alf Rhythms page. Just search for Alf Rhythms on WYSO on Facebook. You can also see a photo of them performing there. They're going to do another piece for us here in just a moment. Just have to do some quick resets on the instrumentation. Stay tuned. We'll be back for more live music here on Alf Rhythms on WYSO.
On the next Radio Lab.
Hail, brimstone, endless rain. I mean, kind of crazy time, really.
You hear this duet from down there, live clarinet and wail.
You know, we live in a world of cycles, on cycles.
If you want to go 1,000 miles an hour the opposite direction, you will stop the day.
Superman did that once, I think, when he had this thing with Lois.
Superman would have so messed up everybody on Earth.
A sideways glance at our bizarre planet.
Tonight at 11 on WYSO.
It all started with 78s and 33s. They had a baby and 45s were born. We've got the best of the class, and if you listen real close, you might even hear the crackle.
Oh, doggone it.
It's the Extra Vinyl-y Plastic Fantastic Hall of Fame Blues Show every Monday night at 8 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Alf Rhythms on 91.3 WYSO. WYSO is supported by listeners like you and the law firm of Faruqi, Ireland, Cox, Reinhart, and Dusing, with offices in Dayton, Cincinnati, and Covington. Since 1989, Faruqi attorneys have litigated business disputes and governmental data security and white-collar criminal matters across the U.S. Faruqi, trusted wisdom, extraordinary results. More at ficlaw.com. Well, as I mentioned, we are having live music on tonight's show here on Alf Rhythms, and I think that we are about ready for some more. We've got Neutrals in the house. They're a duo. They're both music students at Wright State University. We'll talk more with them here in just a moment, but first, we're going to hear another live performance from them. This one, all vibraphone, and take it away, you guys. Neutrals, live on Algorithms on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to be back to chat with them a little while here in just a moment on WYSO.
On the Next Snap Judgment, one family, one story, three acts. The amazing Facile family invites us behind closed doors to witness the hardest choice they ever had to make. A special stunning collaboration with Love and Radio, Blink Once for Yes. Snap Judgment, storytelling with a beat. Do not miss it.
Tonight at midnight on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up Monday on Point, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos suspends the crackdown on for-profit college abuses. What else is she up to? Plus, Megyn Kelly's interview with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, and what deserves the national television spotlight? That's coming up Monday on Point from NPR.
Monday morning starting at 10 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, I'm Vic McCunis. Join me this week on Saturday morning at 7 and Sunday morning at 10:30 for The Book Nook. Interviews with local and national authors.
The Book Nook on WYSO is made possible by five local library systems, including the Clark County Public Library, the Wright Memorial Public Library, and the Dayton Metro Library. Together, these libraries support a culture of literacy and learning.
We're back here on Algorithms on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and we have Neutrals in the house. We're going to chat with them here for just a moment. Hey, guys. Great performance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got Evan Miller and Andrew Sievert in the house. Tell me a little bit about how it was that you guys came to play together, came to form this collaboration.
Well, we're both students at the percussion studio at Wright State. I suppose it was really my formation or my desire that started this duo. Studying classical music, I've always felt more at home with experimental music and more outside forms of music, music that doesn't necessarily get played in concert halls very much. So as I discovered through my college experience that I can use what I've learned to go do that. Once I had this epiphany that I'm like, oh, like I can totally do that. There's some things I needed more than just myself, and Andrew's a good buddy of mine. And we played a piece by this composer named Tristan Parrish. It was called Observations. It's for two sets of crotales and electronics. And what he does that's special is he builds his own electronic systems for his pieces. So he uses speaker drivers and he builds a custom circuit board for each piece. So each one has each board has an output for however many speakers it needs. So this one was 10 speakers. No, not 10.
There's six speakers.
Six speakers. So three on either side. Yeah. He's written pieces that have like 40 of these. So it's like he wrote a piano solo that's this and 40. So it's like a choir of speakers behind him. So I showed Andrew this piece that I wanted to play. I just found it online one day and thought it was really cool. So yeah. I recruited him, and that was our first foray into this kind of music, I guess. And it's all just...
It's gone downhill from
there.
Yeah,
all gone downhill from there.
He's like, hey, you want to come to some shows? I'm like, sure. Didn't really know what I was going to. And
yeah, I introduced him to the Dayton basement noise show scene.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm curious, especially since you guys come from, you know, a classical background, at least in your education. And so often we think of music like this. I find that it can swing on either end of the spectrum, where it's either completely improvisational or so highly intricately composed and arranged. Where do you guys kind of find yourselves landing? Is it somewhere in the middle? Or I noticed that you were using sheet music as you performed. Do you tend to tread more toward the formally arranged side of things?
We do land right in the middle. We like to play pieces like this and commission especially our friends to write music for us, but we also like to do a lot of improvising. Percussion presents a really interesting palette of sounds and a lot of different ways that you can make unique timbres and textures and all kinds of things. So we had percussionist and composer named Tim Feeney that teaches at University of Alabama, and he's actually in a trio with the woman who composed the second piece. He came to Wright State to give a clinic on the way to the big annual percussion convention, and he's one of the leading figures of improvising in our circle, I suppose. And I'd already, prior to that, had little inklings of like, oh, like this is a thing I can do. Maybe this will be fun. And then he came and gave his whole presentation, and the way he presented it and the way it was all formed and the way he explained how his music works just opened my eyes and my ears so wide. I was like, oh, this is exactly what I want to do. So the options that are available to us are so vast, and there's so much we can do in improvising that we have to do. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. We like using a lot of electronics and things too. That's especially when you add that into the mix, the range of sounds that you can make it's endless.
Well,
it's incredible.
I thought it was so interesting because you used electronics in the first piece that you played, in the first kind of segment, and then in the second one it was just vibraphone. But I don't know if everyone got the same experience with the naked ear, but in my headphones, I was listening in, you know, my high quality studio headphones the whole time. Mm-hmm. There were moments in that piece where the vibraphone with the layers of the two of you playing, it almost emulated electronics a little bit. Like there was something in the vibrations that was getting to a place where I was like, oh man, like I had to look up and be like, am I sure they're just using vibraphone there? So it's interesting, the possibilities there, both with actual electronics and then just with what you can do with any given instrument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that piece, it's called Flourish by Sarah Hennies. She's also a percussionist and composer, and Sarah's music is really interested in auditory phenomena and combined with endurance. So she's written pieces that are 1 hour, 2 hours long, where you just explore really only a handful of sounds for just a really long time. Because the longer you listen and hone in on this one sound, you can really explore every angle of it. And like with that piece, with the layers, the longer you listen to just this one thing, the more you kind of pull out little bits and pieces and hear it differently or over the course of 2 minutes, 10 minutes. It's really wild.
And the endurance angle there is really interesting too. You know, yeah. we often think, you know, I sing, and with singers, you know, everyone says, oh, what instrument do you play? Well, your body's kind of your instrument when you're a singer. But really, I mean, I think sometimes we take for granted those who play instruments that their body is such a factor in what they're doing. And in that last piece, you guys were swapping mallets a lot, and then at some points you were using your hands as well, which I understand is not exactly the most comfortable experience.
No, not at all.
Yeah, Andrew had to reach over the vibraphone.
Yeah,
so.
I had to reach, like, pushing my hands in a very uncomfortable position, and they kind of got all scratched and torn up by the end of that, but it was worth it.
Yeah, were beet red by the end. Yeah.
So even that is like an exercise in endurance.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Tell me a little bit about the first segment that you played.
That piece is called Surfaces by our good friend Rob Funkhauser. We met Rob, it was about a year ago.
And Rob is here, by the way.
Yes,
hi, Rob.
Hi. We'll toss it to you in a second.
Yeah.
So we met Rob a year ago. Andrew and I and some other fellow percussionist and composer friends played Steve Reich's Four Organs and Julius Eastman's Gay Gorilla on the road. We took it to Cincinnati. We went to Detroit. We went to Indianapolis. And in Indianapolis is where we met Rob. And we played, and Rob also played a set at the bar that night.
And yeah, it was a lot of wood blocks.
Yes. So we met Rob there, and then later in the summer, I went to the So Percussion Summer Institute at Princeton just to visit. I'd been 2 summers ago, and I was in the general area, and I wanted to go see one of the concerts, so I swung by to say hi and see a show, and I happened to meet Rob there again. I didn't know he was going to be one of the student composers there. So after a night of hanging out, he decided, I'm going to write you guys a piece for my master's comp recital. And now here we are.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So Rob, when you're composing for someone, when you say, I'm going to write a piece for someone, what are sort of your considerations as you're going about the process?
Well, as a percussionist, I tend to at least have a good intuition about picking up on what kinds of things these guys like. Like, you know, Evan and Andrew and I, the first show we played together was a concert of music that's not played very often. So I already kind of had a feel for the kind of music they were into. And then running into Evan again up at, in Princeton was, you know, more affirmation that they're into this sort of chamber music where anything goes. And having gotten to know him better, I used some instruments that I had, like some of the two bells in there came from my basement. And so with this, I treated it more almost as a collaboration. So I had them in mind. We consulted on the instrumentation from the beginning. And for a lot of the process for any piece, I tend to, unless I'm going in blind, which like I am this summer, like later this summer, I have a couple places where I won't meet the performers until like a couple days before. But knowing these guys ahead of time, you know, I tended to write for what I thought would work for them and to push it a little bit. Like I knew what things I could push. And so there are some things I probably wouldn't write for someone I didn't know. Unless I knew they were going to have a lot of practice time.
That's fair.
Which these guys did. These guys practiced this piece a lot. But in general, yeah, I as much collaboration as I can do, I tend to do.
Great. So for all of you guys, really, what is next for you?
We're planning a tour in August, Andrew and I. We're going to Pittsburgh, we're going to New York, we're going to Buffalo, hopefully, we're going to, I'm missing one.
Columbus,
right, we're ending in Columbus. Oh, and we start in Cincinnati. And Rob and I are going on tour in July also. We're both going back to the So Percussion Institute. Rob as a composer again, and I'm going to intern, give him that good old free labor. So we're good friends at this point, so we thought we're both going out there. We might as well make it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
So get some shows lined up and play our way out.
Well, our first show is here in Dayton, right?
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
At Pretty House, the space that the Zygotes are running now.
Nice. So when you're touring with this material, I'm curious, are you generally finding yourself in more neoclassical circles or more on the sort of noise electronica end of things, or does it kind of just depend on what the scene is in any particular city that you're going to?
It does kind of depend on the scene. I definitely find myself more comfortable in more underground circles. As far as my personal interests lie, that's just kind of where I live. But also being in school for 5 years, I've played a lot of classical music, a lot of chamber music. So I am definitely ready to go play in a concert hall, in a recital hall. As far as Rob and I's tour, I think is going to be more of like playing in bars and playing in different spaces. Andrew and I might be able to – we're taking – Rob's piece, and we commissioned another friend of ours named Nate May, who's based in Cincinnati and is about to go do his DMA in composition at Yale this summer or this fall. So that's, we're taking those two pieces out, and that's definitely a tour where we could go more towards the contemporary music circles and those kinds of venues.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we will look for you all in either the Miami Valley area or Cincinnati, Columbus. Sounds like you've got some stuff coming as well. And we've got a link up to Neutrals on the Alpharhythms Facebook page. Search for Alpharhythms on WYSO or it's facebook.com/Alpharhythms Radio. You guys, this was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for gracing us with some live music this evening.
Oh, thanks for having us.
My
pleasure. It's a lot of fun to be back here.
My pleasure. We've got Neutrals in the house. Check them out. All of their information is at facebook.com/Alpharhythms Radio. We're going to get back into the recorded stuff right now with the latest from Paul Avgarinos. This is from the AMA album.